And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she's with us now just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte. Good morning, Santa Fe.
Good morning, everybody. So what's your first thing you'd like to talk about today?
Well, we're gonna talk about what's happening today first. And out at IAIA, which is out on Avanupo Road, past the community college, the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts has a mural project going on with Recco Rennie and Frank Buffalo Hyde. And the public viewing starts tonight, goes through Sunday, March 25th. It should be a fabulous, fabulous project. And I recommend that people go out. First of all, the campus is gorgeous. And secondly, it's a place where there is such amazing energy and contemporary arts going on within the construct of traditional Native perspectives. The other thing that's happening tonight, which is quite wonderful, and I sort of started the plug last week, the New Mexico Museum of Art is opening a whole slew of exhibitions. And since the new director has come, there has been such renewed energy over at the museum. So there's one wonderful exhibition called Waterscapes, photographs from the collection that include photographs by Elliot Porter and Lisette Modell and Caponegra and Ansel Adams. And it is just an extraordinary, powerful exhibition of works that have been hidden away in the photography collection for many years, and now they're out. Another exhibition is called Spring Forward, and that's you'll get a chance tonight to meet the curators, the artists, the docents. They're going to have music and refreshments. And it's the celebration of the alcove exhibitions that we talked about last week. Five
right.
artists every 5 weeks. Repeat After Me, which is the fabulous exhibition by James Drake that everyone has to see. James is probably one of the most important of our contemporary artists.
He's a good artist.
Living in New Mexico. And he's smart and funny, and
yeah.
The show is just wonderful. What a pencil can do. There's the alcove show, there's the Treasures Seldom Seen, and what's really nice is Friday night, tonight, there will be no charge. So all of you who live in Santa Fe, get out there and check it out. Another thing that's going on that's really wonderful is the Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Gallery, which is an exhibition called Odes and Offerings, and it's a collaborative exhibition between artists and poets. It opens as well tonight, so if you're downtown, go to the New Mexico Museum, stop off at Santa Fe Arts Commission, and then get yourself out to IAIA Friday night. The thing that's going on in classical music is quite wonderful. It's the Chatter Chamber Ensemble, which is a phenomenal, phenomenally
Yeah, we just talked to them yesterday.
Talented group. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
You spoke yesterday, so I'm not going to go into a lot of it. But it's at the Santa Fe Complex. And one of the things that's been happening in Santa Fe that's sort of marvelous in 2012 is a lot more collaboration than we've ever seen before. So that music groups are working with the complex, and we've got poets and artists. It's a really good vibe going down where people are beginning to reach their hands out to each other and say, times are tough, let's try and do this together.
I have to say that there's also a cat of the week, even though I know you're still talking about Friday night.
Oh no, cats are always good on Friday night. Cats are good any time.
Cats are good at 9 a.m. when you can go meet beautiful, charming, amusing, playful, and well-socialized cats of all ages from Felines and Friends. And this week's featured cat is Tiger Lily. She's quiet, calm, and affectionate with an easygoing disposition. And she loves attention and lap time and is faithful about using her litter box and scratching post. She's a good cat. She got along with the dog in her former home. She was relaxed and well-adjusted around other cats. She's a perfect cat. She's a medium-height tabby, gray tabby markings.
I think that is a model for aspiration.
Yes,
we should all be as good as this tabby.
All other kittens should aspire to be a cat like that when they grow up. To find out more, call 505-316-2281. Email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or fandfnm.org.
There's an opening on Saturday, which is really quite extraordinary. The Museum of Spanish Colonial Arts has a show about the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was part of the WPA under Roosevelt during the Depression. And what they decided was the WPA was putting people back to work, and they needed to put artists and artisans back to work. And so they created the Civilian Conservation Corps, and there was a huge component of it here in New Mexico. And so on Saturday night, at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art over there on Museum Hill, they're opening the exhibition New Deal Art, CCC, that's Civilian Conservation Corps, Furniture and Tin Work, and it'll be up through September. They're not going to have a big opening, but it does open on Saturday night. People should really put that on their list of things to stop by and see at some point, running all summer long until September. In concert, there's the marimba and African drumming. They have a kickoff dance party for the Santa Fe Marimba Festival, and you can check that out at the Rail Yard Performance Space. That's Saturday.
Valerie Naranjo, whom we interviewed, I think it was yesterday,
yes,
also, is amazing.
She is.
She single-handedly changed one aspect of the entire culture of Ghana by integrating women
in marimba.
Yeah, they saw her play and they were like, okay, women can play. Well, they've never been allowed to play before.
Exactly. There are so many cultures in which there is gender definition for activities, and it's not unusual, but I think one of the things that we have all been striving for in terms of women's rights, which in fact is human rights, is that when we open up those limitations, we allow to enter all kinds of diverse ways of thinking about and performing the music. It's a much healthier, it's a much wiser way to run our lives. And of course, on Saturday night is the Meow Melange that's going on at the Lensic. But
yes,
I do want to give a big heads up to Bob Martin and the Lensic, because one of the things that they have been working very aggressively toward over the last 10 or 11 years is making the Lensic really reflect the community in which it's found. And this is a great example. It's very brave for Bob to have done this.
Well, it is, but also it's the kind of thing they always do. I mean, when she was saying to make the Lensic seem accessible to young performers, I was thinking, did they not see it that way? Because there's so many young performers who've performed there,
yes,
in the many years that I've been going.
Right. I mean, if we think about Circus Luminous, and if we think about all of the programs that are given over not only to, you know, the sort of 20s and 30s creatives, but to even younger people when they do programs with schools, it's really a resource that we should be enormously proud of. And okay, here's the plug. Okay, guys, go out and support it. So whether you go to the Meow Melange or whether you go to any of the other amazing programs that take place at the Lensic, like the Lannan Reading with Ann Beattie.
Now, is that coming up next week?
Oh, I'm going to plug it, yes.
Okay.
When I get to that point in the calendar.
No, but you're so chronological, which I am not. So I'm going to tell you in a non-chronological, non-linear way that the Santa Fe Metropolitan Bicycle Master Plan is being released by the city, and there are two meetings for public review and comment scheduled. Saturday, March 24th at the Santa Fe Trails Conference Room at 2931 Rufina Street. It's 10 to noon. The presentation's at 10:30. And then on Thursday, March 29th, the Santa Fe Main Library Community Room on Washington Avenue downtown from 5 to 7. The presentation is at 5:30. And if you care about the bicycle master plan, you got to show up at this thing. Because I don't ride my bike anymore because of what they've done here in Santa Fe.
I have started riding my bike again, having been sideswiped and hit 3 times in the course of my first 2 years in Santa Fe. I think that we also need to give a big heads up to the city. The Trails Department has been developing bike trails all over the city. So there are urban trails that literally can keep you off the streets for the most part.
Well, they
and
better.
Get you from one end of the city to the other. And they're doing it.
Well, that's good, because if you drive on a road,
yeah,
you're going to die.
Well, and if you don't die, you may get very close to it. You know, it's like an end-of-life experience. But I have to tell you that the guys that work down at the Trails Department, the folks, not just guys, have a real commitment. And there are trails that are being developed that also have beautiful art components to it. So just keep your ears open, because there's going to be some amazing community events that are going to go down around the opening and the celebrations of all of these trails.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it.
On Sunday, the there's the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture has one of the most extraordinary exhibitions. It's an exhibition called They Wove for Horses, Diné Saddle Blankets, and it's about Navajo weavings that were created for the horse. The blankets are beautiful, and within that exhibition is really a kind of history of weaving. It involves Germantown fibers that came from the Friends community in Germantown on the East Coast in Philadelphia. And it's about that hybridization and transformation of imagery. And what you find there is the weaving together, literally, figuratively, all of those things, of both long-standing traditional forms and patterns and innovations. You know, we tend to look at these blankets and think they did the same thing over and over again, but the qualities of the weaves, they've got one blanket that's a different image on both sides.
And so that opens?
That opens on Sunday from 1 to 4, and there's going to be a book signing and a lecture, and it's really a great resource, MIAC, up on Museum Hill.
And tonight at the Legal Tender Lamy Railroad and History Museum in Lamy, the Rattlers are performing, Rattlers with a Z on the end, a classic rock country rockabilly band. And it's tonight, the music is from 9, let's see, no, they're open from noon to 9, and the music is from 6 to 9, and it's free for everyone. And as I've said probably many times now, the food there is really good. And then tomorrow night, Steve Rose is from the Buffalo Nickel Band, also country music, and same time, but Saturday.
The assortment of music, the diversity of music in all of the venues, all through the city, has really expanded, and it's an exciting reality for Santa Fe to have so much good music that's going on all the time.
Including the Starlight Lounge, Ron Romanofsky, and Welcome to Bohemia tomorrow night. From 8 to 10, no cover.
And on Sunday night at El Farol, they've got Nacha Mendez.
Nice.
Who's just fabulous pan-Latin chanteuse. At the Cowgirl, they got a jazz trio that's doing some amazing stuff.
Is pan-Latin chanteuse an oxymoron?
Well, I don't know. That's what it says in the Pasa Tempo. I think she's a pan-Latin singer. A cantares.
Cantante.
A cantante, thank you. A cantares. What do I know?
What about the Concordia 5th season anniversary, which begins Sunday at 2 o'clock at the St. Francis St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art? Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard about that, but I'm glad you brought it up. I'm going to move into Monday. You've already talked about Martha Braniff, obviously, and you know, we had shown a film called Playground that was created by Libby Spears. So it's remarkable that the arts and literary arts are getting involved in helping to make this a more obvious disaster.
Yeah, that movie. We talked about that movie on this show when you guys screened it.
When we did, yeah. On Tuesday, there's another good example of how Santa Fe is expanding. Tuesday evening, Salvatore Scibona is going to be reading at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design's Literary Arts Festival called A to Z. And this may be one of the most wonderful evenings. He's going to be reading and then having a conversation at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space with Michael Silverblatt. And Scibona is a phenomenal writer. Definitely worth going out and listening into him.
He's a St. Johnny.
I knew you were going to mention that one. And a remarkable, remarkable writer. On Wednesday night, in concert at the gig performance space, is Trio M. And this is a phenomenal, just gifted, exciting evening. Myra Melford is a pianist, and she's going to be performing with Mark Dresser and Matt Wilson, who make up Trio M. Myra comes from Chicago. She grew up in Evanston, Illinois. But the Chicago Association of Advancement for Creative Musicians really was this sort of spark of innovative jazz and opened all sorts of opportunities. Mark Dresser, part of this group, used to have telematic concerts where he would connect musicians like at Stanford and in San Diego and all across. I think they also involve Rensselaer in New York. And they would create concerts that involved communication over large space. And all of this group really is about the space between music and musicians, and musicians and music and audience. So it'll be a fabulous evening over there at GIG. The same night, Wednesday, there's I Can See Your House From Here, the New Mexico School for the Arts Student Showcase.
Do you know what joke that's a punchline to?
No.
I can't say it on the radio.
If
anybody wants to know that joke, come to the baking company and I'll tell you.
Well, I thought it had something to do with the fact that you could see Russia from Alaska, according to some famous past governor.
Well, you know, there was a...
I don't even like using her name.
There was an HBO, made-for-HBO movie starring Julianne Moore as Sarah Palin called Game Change, which just screened, and I don't have HBO, and I am dying to see that thing. I looked at every single clip of it on YouTube that was available, and it's really good. Julianne Moore nailed it.
Fabulous. We're going to have to get that. I'm going to have to get some cable connection in order to do that. I don't even have my TV connected to anything.
Yeah, you might want to wait. Science on the Screen. Santa Fe Institute and the Center for Contemporary Art are collaborating and getting scientists from the Santa Fe Institute to choose movies. And on Thursday, Blade Runner is at 7 o'clock, and it will be introduced by... doesn't say.
Well, let me take it back to Wednesday before we hit Thursday,
okay,
because I'm very compulsive. There's going to be a really interesting project out at IAIA. It takes a village to support an artist. It's funding projects using social media and the internet. And Catherine DeShaw from United States Artists, she's their ED, is going to be talking as part of the School for Advanced Research speakers series. And it's going to be out at the Library of Technology Center Auditorium at IAIA. So if you want to connect with some of these support systems, get yourself out there. As far as I know, it's going to be at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Wednesday. And then the Lannan Foundation.
Wait a minute. And I just found out who is introducing. It's Nathan Collins from Santa Fe Institute, who's introducing Blade Runner on Thursday.
Yeah, gotta love Blade Runner. What a classic. Wednesday night, the Lannan Foundation literary event is Ann Beattie. Ann Beattie is one of those writers who has always been part of the New Yorker presentations. Her essays and her writing are clear as a bell, and they really reflect who we are and how we are in the world in a way that's extraordinary. So thank you to the Lannan Foundation for bringing some of the most extraordinary writers in the world
writers,
to our
thinkers,
doorsteps. Writers, thinkers, poets,
types, philosophers.
Absolutely. Activists, philosophers, the whole nine yards. Moving on to Thursday, we have a project where, as part of the celebration of writers, the University of Art and Design is bringing Michael Silverblatt, since he's already here, to talk with Scivona. And he's going to be talking at 12:30 on March 29th at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space. So go over. Michael Silverblatt is one of those readers who is a reader like very few others in the world.
He's a talker, too.
He's also a talker. But he reads with such a depth of experience in the literary field that he makes connections, and you sit there and you go, oh my gosh, I hadn't even thought of that, having read the very same book. So,
and Thursday at Collected Works at 6 o'clock, Sharon Niederman is releasing her book, Signs and Shrines, Spiritual Journeys Across New Mexico. And let's not forget at Collected Works tonight at 6 o'clock, there's an opening of a new art exhibit, Sculpted Paintings by L. Scooter Morris. Did you say that one already? Anyway.
No, I didn't. But it's good that you brought it up.
3D, 2D stuff.
Speaking of the arts, I want to just give a shout out to the Screen. They're bringing a film called Gerhard Richter Painting. It's a documentary. It is one of the most brilliant films that I have seen. It's a documentary that doesn't have an agenda. Richter is a force majeure in the arts.
He is
has
a force
been
of nature.
For a very long time, he is very quiet. He rarely speaks publicly. And it's a chance to sort of peek into the artist's studio and to get a sense of how Richter feels and thinks. It's beautiful. It's articulate. It's powerful. I recommend it highly at the Screen. I think it starts this weekend.
Excellent. And let's see. Monday, March 26th, is Purple Day. It's a day of global awareness about epilepsy. And we got a note from one of our dear friends who wants to reach out to Santa Fe, Northern New Mexico, and let people know that epilepsy affects over 50 million people worldwide. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
More than multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, and Parkinson's disease. Anyway, Purple Day was founded in 2008 by 9-year-old Cassidy Megan of Nova Scotia, Canada, with help of the Epilepsy Association of Nova Scotia. She's a girl with epilepsy, and she just wanted to reach out to others. A wonderful little girl. There are neurological services available for people with epilepsy in New Mexico, but there's not a lot of support groups, especially for families and children, or for adults who suffer seizures following traumatic head injuries. Okay, so for more information, you can go to epilepsyfoundation.org, and
It's also about people with a variety of seizure disorders
right.
that are not always defined as epilepsy. And
exactly.
I think that we've all had a moment in time where suddenly you can't quite focus. And these experiences are the experiences of life for a large group of people.
And so on Monday, wear purple.
Yes.
Go to purpleday.org. Or go to epilepsyfoundation.org and find out more.
Purple's good. It's one of those colors that mixes blue and red. And if we could begin to think of the nation in a slightly more purple vein, then some of that red might be disappearing. Okay, so other things to put on your list. Gone with the Winds. The Concordia Santa Fe is a symphonic wind ensemble that's pretty amazing. They're performing under a whole series of conductors rather than a single ongoing music director. And at 2 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th, the conductor is Sarah McCoy. She's the director of bands at Texas Tech. And if you've ever watched the bands at Texas Tech take the field, this is a woman with high energy and a lot of smarts and great creativity. So if you go over there, you're going to be hearing music by Michael Gandolfi, Eric Whitaker, and Frank Tischley, as well as arrangements of music from Orff's Carmina Burana. And Carmina Burana is a strong force.
Southside Public Library is having its fifth anniversary tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Southside Library. That should be fun.
Ruth Zipporah is one of those improvisational single performers that just amazes me.
And that's tonight.
That is, in fact, tonight. She's going to be presenting Warning to Wonder, two completely different evenings of improvisation tonight and Saturday at Warehouse 21. Warehouse 21's been reactivated as well. They've got all sorts of groups that are coming through using their space, and it's a pleasure to see the building alive and functioning again.
And tonight, there's an opening reception for Odes and Offerings. It's the City of Santa Fe and the Arts Commission, a project by Joan Logie, City of Santa Fe Poet Laureate. That's at the Community Gallery at 201 West Marcy. You know, we didn't get to a lot of things.
I know. There's so much going on.
It's time to go.
Well, for those who want to hear Baroque music, there's going to be Baroque music 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Scottish Rite Center.
So much to do.
So
Diane
much
Karp,
to
thank
do.
You so much for being with us. Diane Karp is director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, SFAI.org. And thank you so much for speaking of the arts with us.
It's always a pleasure. Mary Charlotte, our star of KSFR.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And we're on Twitter at Radio Cafe MC. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona, bringing you the best of Latin music, jazz, and Brazilian music, which I guess could sort of be considered Latin music also. And that's it. Diane Karp, have a wonderful weekend.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista, baby. Hasta la vista. All of you, drive safely, be happy, wear your seatbelts, be nice to others, walk your dogs. What else? That's about it.
Reach out to everyone.
Ciao.
Ciao.